It's time for the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with your head coach, Isaac Brown. Now let's go live to AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road with the voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy.
Good evening. Welcome to AJ's Sports Grill and welcome back to Shocker Basketball Coaches Show with Isaac Brown, head coach. We have not been here for a while because of Monday travel the last couple of weeks, so good to get back together with all of you and the Shockers into a busy but interesting week. We've had changes again, as it just seems to be the case with COVID conditions. Coach, first of all, welcome back. How was your holiday?
Holiday was good. Went home, saw my parents, you know, and enjoyed Christmas. It was fun, and you were ready to get back to business.
And, you know, I guess it's a thing that some different schools treated different ways. There were, you know, a lot of different ways of looking at it, I guess. But you let any of your guys that wanted to and could go home for the holiday and everybody back healthy and so forth?
Yeah, we wanted our kids to be able to go home and visit with their families because there was the only break they would get. And we've had so many guys has already had it that, you know, the protocol has been good. So, you know, those guys have been handling their business, you know, off the court. So we just want them to get free time at home with their parents.
Now, I think most of you who watch and listen to this show follow things pretty closely and are probably already aware. But things did not go so well with East Carolina. The Shockers' scheduled opponent on Wednesday had a couple of positive COVID tests after they got back from their holiday break. And so Wednesday's game here in Coke Arena has been postponed. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. The details still to be worked out, but the plan is that they'll try to find a date between now and the 21st when you're supposed to go back there to make the game up here. But if not, if that can't happen, then they'll have to come here for two games on back-to-back days on those February dates.
Yeah, I don't know all the details yet, but I'm thinking that they got to come here twice now. They didn't go home for Christmas. They stayed there for the holidays. So they got their, you know, COVID at the school. It didn't happen like when they were on the break or anything.
Well, we will talk more about that. And let me say that I've just gotten confirmation. There have been rumors going on all day, but I just got confirmation that there will be a game Wednesday. And we'll talk more about that. But Neumann University has agreed to drive across town and play the Shockers on Wednesday night so that there will be a game, and you will have a game coming off the break between your last game at South Florida and a big road game, your last non-conference game at Mississippi on Saturday.
Yeah, we want to add another game. We just felt our guys in a good rhythm right now. And, you know, we played Emporia State before we got ready to go down to South Florida, so we just didn't want to get out of rhythm. I think, you know, we're not shooting it great right now, and you can assimilate that. You try to assimilate that stuff in practice, but the best place to do it is in a game. So we wanted to make sure we had a game so we could keep our rhythm going into the Ole Miss game on Saturday.
It's been a long time since we did a show, but certainly a couple of the key things that happened since you and I have been together doing this is you started conference play with two road games, both close games. You held on to win against Tulsa as they made a second-half comeback, and then in your most recent game at South Florida right before Christmas, a game in which it looked like you had it locked up in regulation, had to go an extra 5 minutes, but got that one as well. Maybe just a general overview of what you feel like those games have accomplished.
You know, anytime you can go on the road and win a game, it started out at Tulsa. That just gave our guys confidence that they could go do it on the road. It helps build, you know, your team when you can do that. The game at South Florida, we got off to a slow start. I think we had 7 turnovers in the first 10 minutes of the game. We were able to keep it close in the first half with our defense and went into halftime. We were down 7. In the second half, we did a better job of defending and getting easy baskets in transition. In the last 10 minutes of the game, we really started to execute and started to make shots. We were up 6 with 34 seconds, and, you know, we can learn from this. We didn't close the game out. We missed 3 out of 6 free throws. They hit 2 shots, 2 threes at the buzzer, and they also got fouled on 1 to go to the free throw line. The game went into overtime. We basically didn't discuss what had just happened. We talked about winning those 5 minutes. We won those 5 minutes. The guys came together, played well. When we got in the locker room, we talked about learning from this game. When you're up 34 and you got to make sure you defend, you rebound, and you don't foul three-point shooters. So I think we can learn from that game. Had we just won that game outright, it wouldn't have been much to learn from it, but we learned from that last 34 seconds.
You know, and it seems to me that as you go through this, all of these are situations you've been in many times as an assistant coach, but is it valuable to you to when you're working with a team now as the head coach that in some ways to kind of have those opportunities to teach the lessons without losing the game and so forth is a plus for you and maybe a benefit in terms of your relationship with them and their confidence in you a little bit?
I think it's very valuable. We were trying to – I think Al Tariq Gilbert was at the line shooting a free throw. He made the first free throw. The plan was to call a timeout if he made the second one. So we started telling him exactly what we wanted him to do. He missed the free throw. He went for a steal, and they went down in transition, and we fouled him on a three-point shot. So I think we can learn from that. You know, the fact that we were up six with 34 seconds, they tied the game. We went to overtime. Those guys didn't point fingers. They all got together, showed the leadership, and we ended up winning the game.
Do your experience kind of indicate to you that that's really the most important thing in a game like that, is just the psychology of it all? Certainly, even though he didn't make all three and beat you with virtually no time left, that comeback that they made and the lead that you lost could have been devastating going into an overtime, and yet you didn't let it become that.
I thought it would. You know, anytime you lose a lead like that, I remember huddling up with the other assistant coaches and just asking them, hey, what should be the point telling these guys? And everybody basically said, hey, we just got to forget about the game. You know, the first 40 minutes, we got to win these 5 minutes. Don't talk about the mistakes we made. Just go out and say that we need to start over. We got 5 minutes to win the game. Everybody stay together. The game plan is still the same. We need to take good shots. We need to close the game out. Craig Porter was in the game. I think he got two transition buckets that put us up like 5 or 6. And then after that, we just start defending. We rebounded, we made free throws, so we did a good job of closing the game out late.
There were so many little psychological things that happened in that game. You were down by 13 on two occasions in the first half. You got it to within 8 at halftime, and how big was that? Just is it just in terms of the feel to make up some ground before you got to halftime?
I think that was huge, just to cut the lead to 7 going into halftime. I think it was 29-22. You don't ever want to be in halftime and the other team has a 15-point lead. We started out the second half. We wanted to win the first 4 minutes, and we did that. We cut the lead to 4, and we just kept chipping away. And our defense was huge. We were getting out in transition. We were getting easy baskets, and everything started to click in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to make that my next point, that it just seems like when you're behind by a significant amount at halftime, and even 7 can be somewhat significant, that you make some ground up really quickly in the second half, then it almost seems like that wasn't even there, that the halftime deficit didn't exist because all of a sudden it's much closer right away.
Yeah, without a doubt. The guys got off to a good start the second half. We cut the lead down to 4. All of a sudden they started to get confidence. We started running different defenses at them. Like in the first half, we wanted to go make miss where we would set up our zone, our press back to zone, but we didn't score as much, so we couldn't. In the second half, every time we scored a basket, we got in our 2-2-1 press back to our zone, and I think that slowed them up tremendously. I think it messed them up. We weren't in man, and we were able to operate on offense after that.
At halftime, you had scored 22 points. You were shooting 28% from the field, and then in the last 25 minutes, the second half and the overtime, you scored 60 points, shot 52%, shot over 40 from 3 and over 70 from the line. How do you get something like that turned around that fast?
We talked about it at halftime. We wanted our defense to be our offense. We were struggling to make shots in the half court, so we wanted to turn our defense up and try to get some easy transition baskets where we didn't have to go against a set defense. And we did a good job of getting some stops, getting out, getting some layups, getting out, getting some wide open threes. We started executing our system, and guys just started to make shots.
You know, Tyson Etienne, certainly deservedly, was our star of the game. And I'll mention, for those who are not aware, the American Conference does its weekly awards on Monday. Tyson was the American Player of the Week for his 25.6 rebound, 4 assist performance. But most of that was in the second half. And when we talked to him after the game, he said, I just let the game come to me. They had done a really good job of denying him in the first half. But as opposed to the Tulsa game, where I felt like he was in foul trouble the first half, didn't get to play very much, I thought he came out, kind of started the second half a little over-anxious. He was like in a hurry to make up for the first half. I felt like in the USF game, he really did let it come to him, didn't force anything.
Yeah, in the Tulsa game, he didn't play much in the first half. In the first set we ran in the first half, I think he took a bad shot, and I think he learned from that. This game, you know, in the first half, they were running two people at him. They was there on every catch. He's our leading scorer, so they wanted to try to take him out of the game. He was able to get some easy transition baskets, some free throws. We ran a couple sets for him to get him wide open shots. And the guys just started screening for him. They started looking for him. You know, once he gets it going, the guys try to get him the basketball, and they did a good job of finding him in his shooting spots.
It's more about that game we want to talk about. There were a lot of interesting features in the Shockers' win at South Florida, but we will take a break and come back with more of Isaac Brown from AJ Sports Grill at the end.
When you're ready to retire, do it with a dental plan that gives you the smile power to make your golden years sparkle. When you're 10 minutes late for the breakfast menu and the server isn't a morning person. When your highfalutin son-in-law has grilling suggestions that are all hot air. You need an affordable and high-quality dental insurance plan to protect your healthy smile so you can unleash your smile power. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number four team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Hey Shocker fans! Ready for a new and exciting golf membership? Join the club where Shocker fans and staff play. When you join Great Life, you have two beautiful golf courses to choose from: Tallgrass Country Club and Willow Bend Golf Club. Experience our warm and inviting country club atmosphere. Perfect your skills at our excellent practice facilities, all included with that one membership. Enjoy the best golfing value in Wichita at one of our courses and spend more time on the fairway with Great Life.
Is the front end of your car shaking like a WooShock opponent? Well, if so, head for Kansas Land Tire before the next Shocker basketball game. At Kansas Land Tire, they can balance and align your front end as well as give your outfit that wintertime once over. That includes cooling system to the brakes to everything in between, making sure you and your car are both ready for another Kansas winter. Name brand tires and every type of mechanical service, it's what they do and do well at Kansas Land Tire. Find the shop nearest you at KansasLandTire.com. If you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
All of us are handling this season the best we know how. To honor that, we're here, ready to safely serve you. See friendly Fidelity Bank employees at our interactive banking machines, or call us. We'll gladly serve you over the phone. If you'd rather connect online, our full services are there too. Contactless banking for all comfort levels. It's how we're moving bravely onward together. Visit us at bravelyonward.com/fullyconnected to learn more.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left-hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number four team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to the Shocker Basketball Show with head coach Isaac Brown. If you just happened to join us, we'll just kind of make sure you've heard everything. The news of the day is A, Tyson Etienne, American Conference Player of the Week for his performance at South Florida, and the Shockers game with East Carolina Wednesday night at Koch Arena has been postponed because of a couple of positive COVID tests on the ECU team. That game will be rescheduled later. They'll try to get it scheduled between now and February 21st when the Shockers go back to Greenville, North Carolina. And Neumann University has agreed to fill that spot on the schedule, so there will be a game on Wednesday night with Neumann, and that will be the second game that the Shockers have been able to make up for the three non-conference games that they lost in that opening tournament in South Dakota. We continue our discussion. We were talking about the South Florida game, and I thought toward the end of that game, both in regulation and the overtime, it's not like you have a lot of veterans and so forth, but I thought the guys that you do have really kind of stepped up. One being Trey Wade, who isn't off to a great start, but has been playing better the last three or four games, and had a stretch there where he made two free throws, then got an offensive rebound, and on that same possession, after getting the offensive rebound, hit a big jumper at the end of it.
Yeah, Trey played a great second half. We ran run play for him where he got a two-point field goal. He got an offensive rebound. He was able to step out and hit a three in the corner. You know, he got off to a slow start this year, but he's a guy that puts in the work and is starting to pay off for him. You know, he played a tremendous game in the second half. He's a guy that's a leader. We can trust him to get him in all our stuff, and he's a guy that can make wide-open three-point shots.
You know, that was something I wanted to ask you about because his numbers from three-point range certainly aren't very good so far, and yet you watch him in shoot-around or warming up for the game or wherever, and he makes a lot of shots, so obviously the capability is there.
That's the reason we want to play this game. You know, we got guys that make shots in practice when they're shooting by themselves, when we're doing a drill, but we got to start making them in the game. So we wanted to make sure we had a game this week so those guys can, you know, assimilate playing in a game and playing against Ole Miss on Saturday. So they got to be able to do that in front of referees and playing against another team. But Trey puts in the work. He'll eventually start to make shots, and we keep telling those guys, when you're open, take wide open shots.
Al Tariq, I thought also, I think he was 2 for 8 from the field, but both those baskets came, I think, back-to-back possessions at a really critical time in the game, and he just continues to show he's a guy that can lead you through tough situations.
Yeah, he's an experienced guy that's played in the AAC, you know, playing at UConn. You know, he's been around. He made some good decisions late. We ran a couple sets where he got to the basket and got some wide-open layups, and he made a couple huge passes to guys in transition to get them wide-open shots. We just got to get all our guards making free throws late in the game. I thought that was our Achilles heel in that game. We went 3 from 6 from the free line at the end of regulation.
And Tyson, we talked about a little bit, but his game just continues to grow. I know that he's worked on things that he knew he had to get better at. Maybe the surprise of the night was driving the baseline and throwing one down over a couple of defenders. That's something we haven't seen a lot of from him.
Well, he's a big-time athlete. You know, he's athletic. He can go to the rim. He can dunk it with either hand. He puts the work in. You know, Tyson's a guy right now, I just feel like he's one of the most improved on the team. Right now on the year, he has 15 assists and 4 turnovers. Last year, Tyson was just a guy that, for us, we played him strictly at the two-guard spot where he caught the ball and made wide-open threes. Now we can put him in the backcourt and run him at the point. So when we got him, Al Tariq, and Porter in the game at the same time, it's like we got 3 point guards in there. And when you can put 3 guys that can play the point spot in the game at the same time, it helps your team have low turnovers. Throughout the year, we hadn't turned the ball over much, and that's because we got 3 guys on the floor that can handle the ball.
And I was going to Craig Porter next. We haven't seen him score a lot. I know that he can, but he had 5 of his 7 points in the overtime and just added that element to all the other stuff he's been doing well.
Again, Craig Porter is just a winner. You know, he's always on the stat sheet. It may not be for made field goals, but it may be for a rebound. It may be for an assist. It may be for guarding a guy. He's one of those guys you got to have on the floor when it's winning time. He's just always around, and he make big plays in the end.
And I'm glad that you brought up the backcourt thing and those 3 guards because, and I'm not comparing these guys to them, certainly, at least not yet, but you were here at the end of Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker's careers, and they did so many things that were kind of subtle and not that noticeable when it came to passing, for instance, where they'd look a defender off for just a split second to allow the guy they were throwing it to get that half step on the defender, little things like that. And it just seems like when you have Porter and Gilbert in the game at the same time, or all 3 of those guys, as you mentioned, that you have some of the best passing combinations that we have seen since those guys were in the program.
And that's the thing that's keeping us in the games right now that we've been in, is because we don't turn the ball over much. And anytime you got three guys like that can handle the ball, that makes decision making a lot easier. But those guys are similar to those guys. I think those guys got to get better at defending at a high level. Those three guys you talked about earlier, they defended. So I'm constantly talking about those guys, about getting stops on the other end. But for us passing the ball, those guys pass it well, and they get us in all the spots we need to be in.
You know, and ultimately you took a pretty good beating on the boards in that game, but you got a lot of key rebounds, often had a good offensive rebounding number again, and I thought certainly a big contributor to that was, you know, we talked a lot about Monzie Jackson and how he got started, and then he kind of wasn't quite as sharp for a couple of games, but I thought he really was back to a lot more of what we saw in the first couple of games of the season.
Yeah, Clarence has done a great job going to the glass. For him to be 6'5", this is his first time playing Division I, he's still averaging right at 5 rebounds a game and only playing 17 minutes. Those are huge numbers for 17 minutes a game. We got to get our bigs rebounding better. Right now, just every day in practice, I'm telling Morris, I'm telling Isaiah, I'm telling Josephat, we got to do a better job on the glass. You know, our team got the rebound, but we expect our big guys to get 5 or 6 rebounds a game. So that's one thing we got to do a better job of. Our team, we got to do a better job on the glass, because that's the one thing right now we're not doing a great job of.
You know, you mentioned Josephat, and there were a couple of moments in that game. There was one in particular where he put the ball on the floor, and I'm thinking, he's going to turn it over here. And he ended up making a great pass for a layup, had a couple of assists in that game, and, you know, kind of showed some signs of having some skills that people don't necessarily look for in a bigger guy like that.
Yeah, he's a really skilled 6'10 guy. You know, Josephat is one of those guys like a stretch five. Like, you can put him at the five spot, he can make a three, but he handles it like a guard. He can drive the ball, and he's always looking to make the great pass. So some of those passes he's been making in the game, he does those same things in practice.
And I know you could just tell in one of the games at home where he played well. He likes being out there. He kind of likes being in the spotlight a little bit. And then he missed a game, had a little knee issue. So anytime you can get him out there for as many minutes as you did at South Florida, I know it's got to really be important to his development.
Without a doubt. That gives us three guys at the five spot. And when our teams here are really good, we always had three bigs. I mean, Josephat gives us a different look because he's 6'10", he's long, he's athletic, he can block shots. He do a good job in guarding ball screens. He's a big-time defender at the rim. And, again, he's a skilled guy that can make some plays, make some passes. And we need him stepping out, making shots also.
We will continue our discussion with Shocker head coach Isaac Brown on our Monday Night Coaches Show. We're back at AJ's for the first time in 3 weeks, and we'll be right back.
AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road in Wichita, is your new home for Shocker Coaches shows. Be sure to check out our all-new burger menu, because Mondays are burger days at AJ's. And don't forget, Thursdays are buy one, get one free pizza day. Dine in only and excludes the Superdome. Join us for happy hour every day from 2 to 6 p.m. and 9 to 11 p.m. While you're here, ride the go-karts, take a turn in the laser maze, enjoy the game room, or bowl a couple games. AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley, home of the Superdome 29-inch pizza. Two locations in Wichita and one in Hutchinson. Proud supporter of Shocker Athletics. Lubers, located in Cheney, Kansas, is the largest Chevy and Ford dealer in Kansas. At Lubers in Cheney, you'll find over 700 vehicles to choose from. And Lubers is a 30-year member of the Shocker Wheels Club. Plus, many family members and employees are Wichita State University graduates. And even more still are fans of WSU Athletics. So take the short drive to Lubers in Cheney, Kansas. You'll be glad you did. Lubers, proud supporter of Shocker Athletics.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left-hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number 4 team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early, because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
When Koch Industries seeks new talent for its workforce, it travels all of 2 miles from its global headquarters to Wichita State University. The team at Koch is filled with Shockers who are creating innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
See Shelter agents Trevor Harris, Adam McDowell, or Netta Otis in Wichita.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
They upset the number 4 team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our Monday Coaches Show with Head Coach Isaac Brown, and we will be back here next Monday. We've had a couple of Mondays in a row where we were not here for a Coaches Show, but we'll be around for a while. Next week, the Shockers will be getting back into conference play in midweek, and we'll talk more about that later. But glad to have you with us. We're here 6 to 7 just about every Monday night throughout the course of the season. You were talking about, you kind of mentioned your bigs in passing last segment. We were talking about getting better on the boards. We talked about Josephat. Isaiah Poor-Bear Chandler over the last three games has probably given you about as consistent a stretch over that period as he's had in his 3 years here. He seems to be starting to get there a little bit.
Isaiah has always showed signs in practice that he was going to be a really good player, and he would do it in practice, but he just hadn't quite did it in a game the last, you know, year. This year, I think the Tulsa game gave him a lot of confidence. He made a three. He got a tip in. The last two games, the last practices, he's playing with a lot of confidence, and I can just see him getting better and better because he's so skilled. He's one of those big guys that can finish around the rim, left, right hand. He can bag you down, make turnaround jump shots. He can make stationary threes, and he's a good passer.
And then Morris Udeze has been getting quite a bit done when he can stay on the floor, but he is still averaging almost four fouls a game. He's fouled out of three games, so the games where he stayed out of foul trouble, he's been pretty darned effective, at least especially scoring around the basket, but obviously that's an issue he's still got to correct.
And that's been a problem, you know, the last 2 years. You know, he's getting in every foul trouble, and we've been trying to, you know, work with him every day about technique and doing the right thing in practice, about being in the right position. You know, a lot of games we go into, we want to double the low post just to keep him out of foul trouble. But he's got to do a better job of his positioning and not getting in foul trouble. We need him in the game. But if he does get in foul trouble, we got two capable guys coming off the bench in Isaiah and Josephat.
And it doesn't seem like you see Mo getting caught for reaching that much. It's more, you talked about positioning, more a matter of just maybe sliding his body in a little bit at the last minute or something.
Yeah, it's just trying to do your work early. You know, defense is all about being in the right position early. So if you get in the right position, then you probably won't pick up a foul. So he just got to do a better job of showing his hands to the referees and not picking up any silly fouls because we need him late in those games.
And speaking of defense, I certainly wanted to get there. Over the last three or four games, certainly we've seen an improvement in field goal percentage defense and some of those kinds of things. And talk a little bit about what's pleased you about the improvement in your defensive effort.
I think our transition defense has gotten a lot better. You know, dating back to the Missouri game, that game there just taught us a lot about transition defense, getting back, making the other team go against a set defense. We did a better job against Oklahoma State and seemed like it's gotten better the last two conference games. That's something we've been working on in practice a lot. We do a lot of transition drills, and we've been doing a lot of ball screen drills. So if we can continue defending at a high level and start rebounding, our team will get better and better. But we got to start doing a better job on the glass. It's like we defend, the other team shoot, we can't get the rebound, then we have to defend again. So we just got to clean up the rebounding now. We've cleaned up everything else. We're not fouling. We're getting back in transition. We're guarding in half court. We just can't give teams second shots.
And that whether it's transition or half court, I'm sure it's helping that for now you finally had a couple of weeks in a row where you've had everybody healthy and available and able to practice together, so that communication has to be getting better.
Yeah, the communication has gotten better. We have no excuses now. We have 16 guys in every practice. Everybody is getting the reps. So it's about communicating, talking, and just putting our defensive schemes on the court, and we've been doing a better job of doing it.
And you mentioned that certainly that kind of opened things up offensively for you in the USF game, that you were able to create some offense off of your defense, and at any level of basketball, that's the easiest offense you can have.
That was the game plan, to try to get stops and try to get out in transition to get some easy baskets like layups, some wide open threes. I think anytime you can get out in transition and you don't have to go against the other team's set defense, you got a better chance of shooting a good percentage. So that was the game plan in the second half, to get stops, get out in transition, and get easy baskets.
Yeah, I haven't asked you about this, but you mentioned something earlier. You were talking about Trey Wade and said certainly even though he's been struggling to some degree, you know he can make shots. You want him to have that confidence when he's got a wide open shot to take it. And it seems like you are pretty open about letting your guys take good shots. Certainly you work with them on what a good shot is, but it seems to me you don't want them in their head too much about whether I should take this shot or not.
Nah, if I didn't think they could make the shot, they wouldn't be in the game, you know. So I'm one of them guys, if you got a wide open shot, we want you taking it. If you're not in the game, it's a reason, probably because you can't make that shot. If I got you in the game, I want you taking those wide open shots. And Trey, Wade, Dexter Dennis, those guys put the work in every day in practice. I trust them, so I want them on the floor late in the game. Even if they had made shots, I know at some point this season they're going to start making shots. So every game, going into the game, I say, hey, if you're wide open, we want you taking those shots. Eventually those shots will fall.
And you mentioned, we were talking about transition, you mentioned layups, or you said wide open threes, and is it certain guys that are a little, you'd rather or have a little more freedom in transition, two on one or whatever it may be, to take a wide open three, but certain guys you may not want firing it up that early depending on the circumstance?
Oh, without a doubt. In transition, I want guys running for layups. I don't have a problem with Tyson Edson, Dexter Dennis, those guys spotting up for threes in transition. But for the most part, we want a three-on-one break. We want to try to get a layup. If it's a guy that's a 40% three-point shooter, if he in transition and he feel he can make that basket, we want him taking that shot. Tyson actually made one of those in the game. It was a huge basket where I think Al Tariq Gilbert passed the ball ahead. He took one or two dribbles, and he shot a 30-footer from the three-point line and made it, and that gave us like a two-point lead.
And, you know, you mentioned from the very beginning when you became the head coach that you wanted this team to push the ball, to play fast, and certainly you are not turning it over. So do you feel like that's been maybe one of the most positive things out of the early going here, is that you are trying to play as much as possible up-tempo but not recklessly?
Yeah, I think we have good guards that can push the ball in transition. We got three guys that can bring it up. And we want to be one of those teams that after a made or missed shot, we want to run the ball up the court in transition to try to get easy baskets. You don't want to go against a set defense in half court, because those guys have schemes that they work on in practice, and they know a lot of the stuff you're about to run. So if you can get transition baskets, layups, easy threes, that kind of stuff can get you going.
Do you feel like you're developing as a team a good sense of, if you don't have that immediately, maybe some secondary offense where maybe you still get a fairly quick shot if you get into a breakdown or something else, and then also recognizing that's not there and we've just got to grind it out and run a set play or whatever?
Yeah, I think we're doing a better job. If we don't get the shot that we want in transition, we'll get into our dribble drive, and our dribble drive has really been good for us. That's why we're on the free throw line a lot. We got guys driving to the basket at the one spot, the two, the three, the four. We got our fives in the dunker spot. If we can't get into our dribble drive, we'll go into our motion, and now guys are looking at the shot clock, and we got guys taking good shots. They're starting to buy into the system.
You are listening to Shocker head coach Isaac Brown from AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, and we'll be back on our Monday Night Coaches Show.
Wake up, comb your hair, grab your keys, go to work, clock in, clock out, sit in traffic, get home, TV on, grab a beer, roll a joint, take a sip, take a hit, relax. Hungry? Barbecue sounds good. Delivery? Nah, not good to drive. Get in the car. Get on the road, run the red. Never saw the other car.
DUIs, jail time, death. These can and will happen if you drive impaired. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation and your Kansas law enforcement community.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number 4 team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's time to go inside the numbers with BKD, CPAs, and advisors. BKD has proudly served the Midwest for more than 90 years. Your team values excellence as much as ours, and we're your biggest fans. As you look toward continued growth and profitability, BKD has the bench strength and resources to help you develop a winning strategy. Everyone needs a trusted advisor. Who's yours? Go to BKD.com and go Shocks!
Give your employees the smile power they need to conquer any business challenge with a healthy grin. When you want your top people to feel at the top of their game. When your sales team is fresh out of rebuttals and the deal needs to get closed. When it's time to pick a dental insurance plan, give your employees the nation's largest network of smile-defending dentists with plan options that meet your company's budget. Unleash your smile power with Delta Dental of Kansas.
Wife Tammy dishes the mobile phone. Husband Gary uses his pivot foot, goes behind the back for that easy mobile deposit. That's
money in the bank.
Judy runs point, gets the green light, and takes the inside lane for a drive-through business deposit. No one can stop money in the bank. Johnny's coming off the bench, uses that true blue debit card at the ATM. Easy layup with that check deposit for what? Money in the bank. Whether you're dropping dimes, going downtown, or just need one-on-one, Capital Federal will always help you put money in the bank.
Capital Federal, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number 4 team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back to our discussion of Shocker basketball with head coach Isaac Brown. Coach, I mentioned it or asked you at the very beginning of the show about your guys coming back healthy and getting through trips home without coming back with COVID and all that's working out. How about just how they've come back and gotten into the routine of practice ready to go?
The guys did a great job of coming back. We didn't have any issues. We got back on the 26th. We did an individual workout. The guys seemed to be in pretty good shape. On the 27th, we had an hour and 45-minute practice. It went well, and we had a good practice today. So the guys seem to be in pretty good condition. We got all 16 guys, and everything is going well right now.
You know, I guess that it would be worth mentioning that one of the challenges as a head coach, you have 13 scholarship players. They're all pretty talented young men, and now that everybody's back, you obviously can't play 13 guys every game or even 11 or 12 equal minutes. And so I'm sure there's been a little bit of adjustment to kind of soothing some people and kind of getting them to understand that, you know, opportunities are there, but you have to accept your role, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just been telling everybody, you know, we got to play the game, number one, to win. So we play the guys that we think can help us win the game. At some point, your number will get called. So you got to be ready when your number is called. I've seen guys, and I tell these young guys this all the time, when I first got here to Wichita State, it was one or two guys that wasn't playing early on in the season, and by the end of the year, they were our best players. So just keep working, have a good attitude, come to practice every day, and just be ready when your number is called, because your number may get called before you think so.
And I'm sure one of the things you've learned as a coach is it tells you a lot when that opportunity comes, if you can tell they've been paying attention, they've been watching what's going on out there, and they're ready to accept that opportunity.
Without a doubt. And all the guys that hadn't played a lot of minutes this year, they bring it every day in practice. They come to practice. They got a lot of energy. They're playing hard. Their teammates are cheering them on. So they've all had good attitudes. And every day after practice, I keep telling them, hey, learn the system. You're going to get your number called. When you get your number called, take advantage of it.
And we'll mention again, the Shockers were scheduled to play East Carolina here on Wednesday night. East Carolina came back from the holiday with a couple of positive COVID tests. That game has been postponed. It will be made up at some point in the schedule. We'll talk a little bit more about how. But in lieu of that, Newman University has agreed to come across town and play on Wednesday night. So the game Wednesday will go on, just with a different opponent. And certainly an opportunity again, something that was important to you about the Emporia State addition to the schedule, is that some of those guys we were just talking about hopefully will get a chance to play a little more, develop some confidence, develop a little bit of game rhythm.
Hopefully it will. You know, we go into the game. We just want to, you know, try to prepare every game and get better. Don't know much about Newman right now. I'm going to watch like five games tonight. Like you said, that game just happened today. They got a good basketball team. They're well coached. We just want to be prepared and keep getting better and better every game. I think the only way you can get better is playing games. We missed three games early because of the South Dakota trip, so we didn't want to miss a game because East Carolina backed out. So we got somebody in their place. We can play Wednesday versus Newman, and then we got a game Saturday at Ole Miss.
You know, this time of year, typically you get to the end of a semester and there's no classes and you have more practice time. That's still true to some degree. The schedule's a little different this year because of COVID. But is this period especially important where you can practice a little more, they don't have school to worry about, given all the time that some of your guys missed because of COVID protocols?
Yeah, we've been talking to the guys now. It's unlimited time in the gym, so we want to try to get guys in and come in to get up shots early before practice. Once we practice, we try to get guys up shots after practice. After practice today, we shot a bunch of free throws. We had a contest. Which group would win? The losing team had to run. So during this time of year, you got extra time where you can get better. And we call that player development, where we do individual instruction. We'll put the bigs on one end, the point guards on one end, and then we'll put the wings on one end. So we try to get those guys in the gym, getting up a lot of shots and shooting a lot of free throws. We got to do a better job of closing out games at the free throw line.
You know, I asked you about this, I think, on an earlier show, and I was a little bit surprised at the answer because I had gotten the impression that that college players of this particular era maybe weren't as willing to just get in the gym on their own and put up shots and so forth. And you said, actually, you found that that is not the case, that these guys are pretty good about getting in there and working on their own.
Oh, without a doubt. I think when I was in college, we were used to getting in the gym just playing basketball. These guys are more workout guys. They want to come in and get up shots, try to get 300 to 400 shots up a day. So those guys been getting in the gym. You know, I saw Dexter in there after practice getting up some shots. Trey Wade was in after practice getting up some shots. We had some guys staying in after practice shooting free throws. You got this time of the year where guys can come upstairs with the coaches and watch more film. So this time of the year is the time when you get better, you know.
And it seems like this group has really bonded well. Some of that certainly happened even preseason, but winning a couple of games like Tulsa and South Florida just has to help that, and guys having more confidence in each other, having each other's back as you start to move forward.
I think when you start to win, that just gives your team tremendous confidence. For us to go down to Tulsa, you know, it was a Nick Mantuck game at the start of it. We ended up making some big shots. We had to go against their zone defense that's one of the best in the country. We were able to break that down and make some shots. And to go on the road and get off to a slow start at South Florida, I think we got down 13, but those guys just stayed together. We cut the lead to 7 at halftime. We came out the second half, and we were able to make shots, and we were able to get our press defense in. And even though we didn't close the game out at the end of regulation, we went to overtime. I feel like we learned from that game, and that just gave our guys more of a trust level with the coaching staff and their teammates. Anytime you can go on the road like that and win, everybody gets more confidence.
And it seems, you know, I've talked about this a lot with coaches over the years, that the more different experiences you can get, if you see people on your schedule that throw different defenses at you and different looks and so forth, but just different experiences in how games go. Tulsa was a game where you had a very good first half, maybe you didn't play quite as well the second half, but you found a way to kind of hang on and get it done at the end. South Florida is the opposite, got off to a bad start the first half, but came out at halftime and really did a good job. And so, I would think all those things have their own kind of value in terms of multiple learning experiences.
Yes, we've been preaching that in practice that, you know, the Tulsa game, the South Florida game, we hadn't put together a solid 40 minutes. You know, we would play one half good in the first half versus Tulsa. We didn't play a great second half. We go in the game against South Florida. We turn it over 7 times in the first 10 minutes. We didn't play a good first half. We played a great second half until the last 2 minutes of the game, but in overtime we played a good game. But in order to win against the great teams, you got to put in 40 minutes, and that's what it's going to take with the upcoming schedule that we got.
And when people ask me about this team, I tell them, you know, there's a lot of potential there, and I feel like this team, even with these recent wins, still just kind of scratching the surface, that they're just starting to figure it out, starting to come together, that I think there's an awful lot of upside for this team.
I agree with you 100%. I don't think right now that we're rebounding at a high level. If we start rebounding, that means our defensive game will be a lot better because we're a whole team to lower percentages. And if we start to make shots, we'll go from 70 points to 80 points, you know, just like that. I think when guys like Dexter Dennis, who's going to start to make shots every day in practice, I tell Dexter, let it fly. And, you know, he's going to start making shots. Trey Wade's going to start making shots. And, you know, right now, Al Tariq Gilbert, Tyson Edson, and those guys have been making shots. We got to do a great job of just continuing to take good shots. And we take good shots, eventually they'll start to fall.
Yeah, and you mentioned Dexter, and I haven't talked about him, but I've seen a couple of things on social media that I actually thought were encouraging. He's not off to a great start offensively, but he's become an absolute lockdown defender. He's hustling, and he responded, I think, to what must have been some comments about his offense, and, well, he's not playing that well, and said, hey, we're winning games. That's what it's all about. That's all that matters is we're winning ball games.
Yeah, it's a team game, and he was exactly right about that. But I tell those young guys to look at Dexter as the example. It's not like he's scoring a lot of points, but he's playing a lot of minutes. So don't think scoring is what's going to get you into the game. It's running our system, doing the right things on the court, not turning it over. You're not going to come out for not making shots. You're going to come out for not doing the right things on the court, like taking bad shots, not running our system. I'm not worried about Dexter. Eventually, he's going to start making shots. He's a good basketball player. He's still playing right at 28 to 30 minutes a game. And he's going to start making shots. And when he starts making shots, our offense, again, is going to go from about 65 points to about 80 points a game. So that game is coming.
We're going to talk about the upcoming schedule, because by the time we come back here next Monday, the Shockers will not only have had a game here on Wednesday, but a big road game this weekend. And we'll talk about that with Coach Brown when we come back.
This broadcast has been an exclusive presentation of the Shocker Sports Properties Radio Network. Executive producer is Mark Rogers. For information about this broadcast, contact Shocker Sports Properties. Coverage of the Wichita State Shockers is authorized by Shocker Sports Properties and is intended solely for the private use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, internet streaming, or other use of the accounts and descriptions of this game without written consent of Shocker Sports Properties, Playfly Sports, or the University is prohibited. The Shocker Sports Properties Radio Network is a division of Shocker Sports Properties and Playfly Sports. When two teams compete on the court, there can only be one winner. But in business and life, Koch Industries believes that win-win outcomes are the key to long-term success. That's why Koch creates innovations to meet everyday needs like cleaner water, renewable fuels, advanced medical devices, safer vehicles, and energy-efficient building materials. See the inspiring stories for yourself at kochindustries.com.
Frustrated with stains? Litton's Appliance Showroom is your destination for Maytag laundry pairs built with extra power to take on everyday tough stains. Some stains dissolve best in hot water, others in cold. Now you can fight both with the push of a button. Select Maytag washers featured the extra power button to boost stain fighting performance with a dual temperature wash. Stop in today and shop select Maytag laundry pairs that deliver extra power from start to finish. Litton's Appliance is conveniently located at 123 South Hillside.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number 4 team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
In a wreck, need a check? I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. Patterson Legal Group is a family business. From the minute you pick up the phone and call us, you're part of the family.
I'm Gary Patterson. Our team can help you with medical bills, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Most importantly, we can help you get your life back on track. In a wreck and need a check? Call the Patterson Legal Group.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
Hey, I'm Mike Lynn, and I absolutely love to share the Chick-fil-A 30-count nugget with my family. Even when my kids are all running around in the house, I know as soon as I stick those hot, breaded nuggets on that table, everybody quiets down, they sit down, and we enjoy family time.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie, and something I love about the Chick-fil-A nuggets is their gold color. It lets me know that I'm about to enjoy something hot and delicious. It's just comfort food. It feels good to eat.
Real guests paid for their testimonial.
College basketball is back in session.
Down the lane with the left-hand scores. In his collegiate debut, he drops in 21 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double.
Your home for the NCAA men's all season.
And they upset the number 4 team in the country.
Not just when the madness begins in March.
And we have to make sure that we get a lot in early because you never know if there's going to be an interruption.
One test and you're out. The team is out.
97.5 and 1240 KFH. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You're listening to the Isaac Brown Show with Mike Kennedy. We're live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at the corner of 13th and Greenwich Road.
Welcome back with our chat with head coach Isaac Brown. We'll be closing that out here shortly. Just want to remind you that the game for Wednesday on the Shockers schedule was supposed to be East Carolina, a conference game where the Shockers are 2-0 in the American Conference. But ECU had a couple of positive COVID tests. That game has been postponed. And in the release from the American Athletic Conference, the statement was that they will try to reschedule the game between now and February 21st when the Shockers are scheduled to go to Greenville to play ECU's home version of the series. If that doesn't happen, then instead of Wichita State going there, ECU will come here and play two games on back-to-back nights, February 21st and 22nd. So we'll see how that all transpires. In the meantime, Neumann University agreeing to come across town and play the Shockers on Wednesday night. And again, an opportunity for you to kind of keep in rhythm with getting a game in before you go on the road to Mississippi.
Yeah, we felt like the game against Emporia State helped us win the South Florida game. Those guys, you know, getting in a rhythm, you know, playing a game on a Wednesday, playing it on a Saturday. We just didn't want to have, you know, six straight practices without a game. So we wanted to get those guys another game in where they can condition, they can play in front of referees. Guys like Morris Udeze can play in front of a referee and not foul. So I think that stuff helps us going into the Ole Miss game for sure.
And you know, I thought Emporia State was a pretty darn good Division II team, and certainly they were competitive, and you know, Newman, their guys are going to really be looking forward to the opportunity of playing against a Division I right in the same city.
Yeah, a lot of time for those teams like Newman, this is their Super Bowl, so those guys are going to play really hard in this game. And usually when you play the Division II teams, they have a bunch of transfers. They have a bunch of older guys that have played together for some years. And I think that game will help us to prepare for the Ole Miss game, getting our guys back sharp again, and just continue to play in that Wednesday-Saturday schedule.
And I know certainly that's your only focus right now. In fact, maybe more so than usual, even, because you just found out today you're playing them. So as you've talked about, you have a lot of preparation and work to do for that game in a couple of days. But you do go to Mississippi on Saturday. And is that game kind of special in any way, or just something you're kind of looking forward to because you're going back to your home state to play that one?
Yeah, I don't think anything special. It's just another game. It's the next game on the schedule. And it's a game we want to go on the road and play our best. Ole Miss is a well-coached team. The coach is Kermit Davis. I've been knowing Kermit since I was 17 years old in Mississippi. He coached me when he was the head coach at Texas A&M. He was the youngest coach in the country at 26 years old at Texas A&M. He did a tremendous job at Middle Tennessee State as an assistant. I want to say when he was at Middle, they beat Minnesota in the NCAA tournament. They also beat Michigan State, and he was fortunate enough to land the Ole Miss job. He did a great job 2 years ago getting an NCAA tournament. They got a really good basketball team. We played them here last year. We beat them in Wichita, and now we got the returner game. They're playing really well. I think they're 7-1. They got one loss. They lost at Dayton in a close basketball game, and we know how good Dayton is.
And they were a team that had to call off some games early because they had some positive COVID tests, but they've managed to cram some games in, and they've got a game tomorrow night at Alabama to open their SEC schedule. So they've had a chance to kind of put it together quickly, and certainly will be at about the same point in development as you should be in terms of number of games played.
Yes, they got off to a slow start. They had some COVID issues. I think Coach Davis had to miss a couple games or two. Their team maybe missed two or three, and now all of a sudden they're playing well. They play Alabama. That's another good basketball team, and then we'll play them on Saturday night. But they are well coached. They execute. They got a guard that's second in the league in scoring at 20 a game. They got a big kid inside that transferred from Arizona State is averaging like 8 rebounds. Again, they're a seasoned basketball team with a lot of good athletes and another team that's probably going to be in the NCAA tournament. So that would be a good road win for us if we can go on the road and get that win.
Those game times, 6 o'clock Wednesday night here for the Newman game. Saturday, 5 o'clock from Oxford, Mississippi. The Shockers and Ole Miss, and we'll be back here next Monday for another Shocker Coaches Show. Coach, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Isaac Brown, and we'll be back next Monday night. Again, the Shockers and Newman, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
This has been the Wichita State Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Isaac Brown and Mike Kennedy. Live from AJ Sports Grill at the Alley, 13th and Greenwich Road.